Eddie, how do you reflect on that today?
Yeah, I mean, I think disappointing because naturally we've lost. First half was a difficult half for us. We struggled to get the ball off Arsenal. I thought they did very well in terms of how they kept possession and the distances they had between their players. We found it difficult to execute our normal pressing. We did it a lot better second half, hence we got back in the game, dominated possession ourselves and should have done better with the amount of good ball we had around their box.
Doesn't the quality of their players affect the game plan early on when your players are trying to get up to the pace of the game?
So it's a case of getting up to the pace of the game. I think we just didn't execute what we wanted to do off the ball well enough. And you have to credit them for that because they do have world-class players who can get themselves out of tight situations where potentially other players couldn't. So full credit to them. We know the quality they've got. The two goals, I think, highlighted that, especially the second finish. And when you're 2-0 down against Arsenal, that's not an ideal scoreline because you've got to chase the game. But I felt from that point on, we actually did very well to minimise their counter-attacks and dominate the ball and, as I say, disappointed that we didn't score on the back of all the possession we had.
Goes without saying that having conceded one to then go 2-0 down so quickly, you'd have been kicking the water bottle with frustration, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was frustrating because I think both goals were avoidable. Although they had had the ball, they hadn't really cut us open too many times where we felt like we were going to concede. I think Arteta had a relatively quiet afternoon by the goals. I think whenever you concede, you're disappointed.
Did Petr Cech have too quiet an afternoon for you until the last couple of minutes?
Yes, I think we got in some great positions. There's no denying that we hurt them in specific areas. He's made a great save from Harry Arter first half. That shouldn't be ignored. And yes, we haven't worked him hard enough until the last moments of the game. But again, you've got to acknowledge the team you're playing against.
I suppose acknowledge that you got in those positions, which if you hadn't created the openings, you'd be worried. But having got in the openings, that's some positive to draw.
Absolutely. I mean, if we had played like we did for the first 20 minutes throughout the game, I'd have been hugely disappointed. As it is, I thought we kept going, the hallmark of the team. We kept fighting. We're playing world-class players, but we kept doing what we do. And, it's been two really tough games against them. We've lost both 2-0. And I do feel the scoreline could have been different in both.
Yeah, were you more competitive in this game than you were at the Emirates, do you feel? I know the venue obviously helps.
No, I'd say in both, pretty similar performances. We've dominated parts of the game. We've come under the cosh in parts of the game. Their qualities made the difference.
Matthew Flamini in the first half got a yellow card. There was a bit of chat in the press box from a few ex-pros that they thought that might have been more than that. Did you think you could have got more for that?
I thought it was a red card. I thought it was a two-footed tackle on Dan, and Dan's lucky to escape injury from that. I thought it was a needless tackle. For me, it was a straight red.
Therefore, the frustration of those big decisions. I mean, if that goes your way, that changes the whole game.
Absolutely. And for me, everyone had a good view of it. The referee had a good view of it. I had a good view of it. The fourth official standing right next to me would have surely seen what I'd seen. So I'm surprised, very surprised it wasn't given.
You've had a busy week of cup and then two league games as well now. Is it important just to put a line through this one and move? Now you've got a clear week ahead of Stoke.
I think very important that we draw a line. I think whenever you play these types of teams, from our perspective, as much as we go into every game to win and we prepare to do that, but if you don't, you don't overreact to the scoreline or the performance and you focus on the next game.
I suppose the points you pick up at Palace away, does that not lessen the pressure of these games, but therefore the home games, maybe you've got a bonus this week already in winning away?
No, I don't look at it like that. I don't view bonus games and points we didn't expect. We want to try and win every game, but I think that the key thing is the response to this defeat can't be extreme. Yes, we analyse and learn, but we can't overreact.